from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's bring in our man Will Z of SI. Will, how much fun was that game for you to watch?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I'm always down for especially afternoon basketball. Like, I love when, as I'm working, just get to watch basketball, and it's great.
Is that an Aces
great
shirt?
Game by
That's Aces.
Yeah.
That's now a throwback Aces because they got rid of the red.
I miss the red. But yeah, got to get some W merch as well. Support in as many ways as possible.
I like it.
But great game to watch. Great comeback. Steph, Joel, Kenny, I'm sorry. Had a great game.
What you apologizing to me for?
You hate Joel Embiid.
That ain't true at all.
Oh, we know you do.
That ain't true at all. I got love
you don't
for,
have to lie to us.
I got love for Joel Embiid. Why would I hate Joel Embiid?
That's a great question.
I hate Joel Embiid.
I don't know.
Trista doesn't like Joel Embiid.
Oh, Trista.
That's true.
That's what you call somebody not liking Joel Embiid. I don't have no problem with Joel. I like Joel.
That's true. And I, you know what I hate? I was thinking about this. I really do hate that we know what it's like to be a Warriors fan now. Just to see that man with the ball in his hands and knowing you got a chance.
Yeah.
Just knowing no matter the situation, as long as you got Steph Curry on the floor, you've got a chance. I hate that.
I understand. What a performance by him, though.
Oh,
man.
Lord.
I mean, and remember, not to Barry Horowitz pat myself on the back, but B-Lo and JC in Serbia, I guarantee you what they're going to talk about in the morning is we couldn't get away. Yeah. Every time we got to 12, that man, number four, I guess is his number. That's his number on USA, right? Number four? I think so.
Number one.
Man, number four, Steph Curry, would always find a way to not let it get too far out of hand, starting with what happened in the first quarter. Well, yeah, 17 in the first quarter?
He had 14 in the first 4 minutes.
I wonder if that's why everyone else had trouble scoring, is Steph got going, but no one else had the looks. I don't know.
Well, there was a point where they kind of started deferring to him too.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, all right, settle down here a little bit. And no one could score. LeBron started making some things happen. Joel started to making some things happen in the second quarter. And then it just went back to those three. And then KD got some shots to fall. And that felt like the ultimate game changer.
Yeah.
And they finally got out in transition in the last minutes of the fourth.
Yeah.
I thought it was a slow game, which always, I think, favors Jokic. Mm-hmm. And I thought them kind of getting out and running, getting some stops finally, really helped them finish it out.
Chef America and Le Captain America.
Le Captain America. Shout out to Ramsey. I think we can all look at it like this, right? He says, 4 greater than 30. That's all
shoot.
Agree.
There you go.
4
there
greater go. Than 30. We like that. Oh, man.
And still, Will was somehow digging like USA stats during,
I was crying.
During the quarter breaks.
ESPN
tough.
Has a pretty good box score.
It just doesn't include
myself,
minutes.
Well, and it's, I mean, if you know where you're going, you can get to it, but it's kind of hard to find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You do have a little little bit of work to do. And Will, you've been cooking over there at SI now that you're a member of the national media over there with Sports Illustrated. I'm still old. I'm old school. I still call it Sports Illustrated.
As you should.
What have you been writing about the last few days as things have gotten excessively slow across the association?
Yeah.
Outside, of course, the Lauri Markkanen deal that most of us thought was going to happen anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. I started doing a mailbag series where just getting questions from social media. So if you have any questions, find that tweet or thread and ask away. One that I looked into was about Keegan and kind of what to expect from him in year three. The question was, how can Keegan have kind of a bounce back year on offense, and what can he do to continue to evolve on the offensive side? So I did a deep dive into just comparing all of his numbers. I've been throwing out those graphics for just like the free agent targets and trade targets. So I did a side-by-side on Keegan's rookie year and sophomore season, and some really interesting stuff. I didn't, even looking at the numbers so much last year, it's really impressive how many areas that Keegan improved in, because nothing is a huge jump. It's just a lot of incremental improvement, which is great to see, because he's improving his all-around game. He improved on offense. He improved on defense. His three-point shooting kind of took a step back. But if he can combine those first two seasons, then I think we could see maybe not a huge jump from him just because of how this team is constructed, but him becoming a really well-rounded player that could win you a game if he gets going on any night.
What looking through those numbers, I mean, I know maybe there's like some like in-depth numbers that that he probably didn't improve on. But was the 3-point field goal percentage, was that the only thing that really went down? Everything else went up?
Yeah. 3-point percentage, 41.1% in his rookie year, 35.8% in the sophomore season. But his 2-point percentage, I break it down by splits. Restricted area, 63.3%. Rookie year, 70.5 in the second year. The floater area, 39.1 to 53.6. And then mid-range, 35.6 to 40.0. And you see not only the efficiency going up, but his total attempts there going up as well. So an example is from the mid-range, he made 16 of 45 total his rookie season. He made 54 total in his sophomore season. So took 45 the first year, made 54 the second year. And that's just something where I'm really excited to see him with DeRozan, because like we've talked about before, DeRozan kind of teaching him even more on how to work in that mid-range. We should see that continued growth from the three levels of scoring for Keegan.
You think there's more pressure or less pressure on Keegan with the acquisition of DeMar DeRozan?
I think less. Especially this year, maybe still the same for the next few years. I think he's still the biggest X factor going forward.
Sure.
But next year alone, I think he could be a very functional player if all he does is play defense and make threes. And that would be asking so much less of what we went into, especially last season.
Hit threes and play defense.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it is.
And the defense. To throw a few more numbers, like again, went up all over the board. Deflections up from 1.3 to 1.6. His defended field goal percentage down from 3.1 to 1.3. You want negative numbers in that stat. And same for defensive on-off net rating, 5.6 to 1.0. So the Kings went from being a better defensive team with him off the court to about the same with him on or off. And that's with him taking tougher assignments. So even though those numbers are still positive, I view them better knowing the details of who he was guarding.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Starting.
I don't know if you just looked at just Keegan Murray or you took a look at everybody. Is he the only one that kind of went up on all the stats? I'm trying to recall right now off the top of my head, and maybe you could help me, but did everybody across the board have a little less of a year than they had the year before, or was that just Harrison and Herter and everybody else went up?
I haven't looked into the whole team. I should. That's a good idea. Maybe I'll just keep doing every player on the roster and make my way down the list, because it's the middle of the offseason and there's nothing else to do. But it feels like
you can watch games with us. That's what we do here.
It was great. Like, honestly, watching that with you guys, I had the TV just on low volume and it was fantastic. Great viewing experience.
Yeah, watch it with low volume on Saturday too.
Well, if what we just read is true, we'll watch it with no volume on Saturday. Nobody want to hear Draymond Green while we're trying to win a gold medal.
Oh, bummer.
Somebody cancel his flight.
I think that just the feeling is that there was a lot of like little drops throughout the roster. Another one that stood out just off the top of my head is Fox finishing inside. I know he finished at like a 76% clip in the restricted area 2 years ago, and that was down to like 65. Those are just off the top of the head numbers, but that's a big drop, and just the drop in 3-point percentage from Herter. So I think just little things from the roster as a whole went down a little bit throughout the year.
It's not just mailbag questions you're taking. You're still writing about potential free agent options for Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Who'd you write about this week?
Cedi Osman, who is surprisingly still available. I think one of the top few free agents left out there. Again, he's 6'7 with a 6'11 wingspan. The Kings, if there's one fault to their offseason that really stands out, other than the Mike Brown extension, it's the lack of addressing the size issue. And if you can get in someone like Osman, who is an end of the bench guy, that's the type of moves that we're usually seeing around now. And essentially, in my mind, you replace Kessler Edwards with Osman. You're going from a fringe NBA player, that's no disrespect to Kessler, but from a fringe rotational player to someone who started over 160 games and is a proven role player in this league is just the type of depth that at this point of the offseason, I think is really hard to find. He isn't going to like blow you away with stats, but he finishes inside. He is a good 3-point shooter, 38.9% from three. And I think he can just get the job done on defense. You're not going to have him in there long enough where he is affecting you negatively on the defensive side of the ball. And if he is, you just take him out. Like, that's the type of move I think that would really open things up for the possibility of rotations and rosters. It's probably hard to do because I don't know if he would go for the minimum. And I think that's about all the Kings have left, but it's worth at least thinking about.
I mean, he probably wouldn't want to go for the minimum, but I mean, what's going on out there right now?
Knocking down your door.
Yeah. So I like that. I like that idea of him. I like his game. And I like that fit. Like, you're not really asking him to come in there and be the super sub or anything else like that. You're asking him to, when you do get the minutes, be ready to go, knock down some open shots, and just compete at a high level. And I think that's something that he can do. I like that idea, Will.
Yeah. And he was on the Cavs 2 years ago and was a actually plus defender there too. So it's hard to look at players on like the Spurs, the numbers. You always have to do it with a grain of salt when looking at just teams that are bad. So just to add a little more context to his defensive capabilities.
It'll be interesting to see how all this shakes out before camp. What the roster looks like going into camp, and then more importantly, most importantly, what it looks like when camp ends. Because there's a lot of like, okay, you know, Orlando, he's in Boogie, and you look at guys, they're all two-way spots and all this stuff. It's like, okay, is there another move, even when we're talking, you know, 11th, 12th guy, is there another role for like, this is an NBA player to be made?
I'm trying to remember, when did they sign JaVale McGee? Because that was late, last year.
I want to say it was around this time.
Yeah. When we thought we were going to have the battle between Nerlens Noel and...
That's right.
Kata still?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they signed
I forgot JaVale came after Nerlens Noel.
Yeah, JaVale was real late. Because I feel like he got released late by Dallas. He got released like maybe
Yeah, might have happened. Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, JaVale's out.
Pulling up the...
Yeah. Like a couple weeks. And then he signed with the Kings.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a good call. I forgot about that.
Hell, Will, write an article saying what it would take to get Bogey. get him
I
back
would love
second.
Bogey on
the I don't know. I don't know. Are we sure FIBA Bogey and NBA Bogey is the same? Big crowd there in the nation's capital.
Well, you know, standing room only. standing room
what,
only.
What sort of COVID crowd is this? Holy crap.
One, the Nationals are awful. Second of all, I guess it's a monsoon
well, it's
going
on. Rain, yeah. There were more people watching the game in Jesse's studio than there are watching this game at Nationals Park. Oh, my goodness.
Standing room only there at Nationals Park.
That is spectacular.
I think it's still raining. Is it still raining?
I think they just get through this game. One out away from... Is this the game? Do they go above 500 with this one?
It is, yeah. Yeah, they get a win.
Well, here comes a five-run home run then.
Well, I found out they gave up a three-run home run the ninth to tie it. So.
Oh, goodness. But, great stuff, Will. We appreciate you as always. We're following along. We're happy we can have you on the show before SI starts charging us for you. So that's really good stuff.
I appreciate it. Was that Kenny?
I said, or banning him from coming on. You
well,
know
that's happened a time or two.
And just to close the gap on it, JaVale McGee signed September 2nd of last year.
Oh, wow.
That was really game late. Four of the season.
We had played the Warriors six times by then.
Yeah.
Wow. I knew it. Wow. Goodness gracious. All right. Good call. All right. So we got another month before big signing comes.
There we go.
Appreciate you, Will. Thank you, my man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.